The Odd Pod.
How much longer, Ops? The engine's overheating and so am I. We either stand down or blow up. Which do you want?
Hello and welcome to the Odd Pod. Of course, Flybe is in the headlines today after it was announced that the airline had gone bang. But I want to talk about something much more important. Happy birthday to the Supermarine Spitfire. For its maiden flight, the prototype 300 was fitted with a fine pitch propeller to aid in takeoff and the undercarriage locked down for safety. And on the 5th of March, today in 1936, Captain Joseph Mutz Summers, chief test pilot for Vickers, took off from Eastleigh Aerodrome, which is now Southampton Airport. The flight lasted 8 minutes, and on landing, Summers immediately told the ground crew, "I don't want anything touched." That's how good it was, the design of Reginald Mitchell at Supermarine. It entered service with the RAF in 1938 and remained there until 1955. And during this time, 20,351 Spitfires were built. It was the only aircraft that was in continuous production throughout World War II. And with its elliptical wings and classic profile, it's one of the most recognisable shapes in the sky. Of course, it wasn't only designed to shoot down the Hun. Much to the delight of some of the grounded pilots, some of the planes had modified underwing mountings, which instead of carrying bombs, would house two small beer barrels. Happy birthday to the Supermarine Spitfire. And I'll leave you with the unmistakable sound of a Merlin engine and a Spitfire in flight. So turn up your speakers and listen to this.
The Odd Pod.